diving into the DMs. You send us a message. We'll shoot it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you at Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay, so just be gentle, okay?
Be gentle? Okay.
Be gentle. Okay. Hey, Ben and Kelly, what up, players? I know you can help me out here. Can't seem to find a date. I'm fit. I work out. I make good money. I'm good looking. So it makes no sense to me.
Okay, so Kelly's adding a little inflection to this DM.
I'm giving it some emotion that I feel like it's behind that.
Gotcha, right? Gotcha.
Okay. Here's the thing. I always see overweight or bald or unattractive guys with hot women. I don't understand it.
Mm.
How can someone like me, who is attractive, physically fit, and financially stable, be single for Valentine's Day? One of my coworkers said there's a thing called the fox and the goon theory. Have you heard of it? He basically says that some attractive women are more comfortable with unattractive guys because they don't have to worry about them cheating.
Oh.
Now, I'll be honest. I've only cheated once. But it was a while ago, and honestly, she deserved it.
Jeez, Brad.
But I'd love to hear from your lady listeners if there's really such a thing. Do I have to ugly myself up to get a hottie? LOL. Thanks, guys.
Brad. So Brad wants to know if there's such a thing as the fox and the goon theory.
I've never heard of that. Never heard of that. I've heard of, like, you know, Beauty and the Beast, maybe. That's,
yeah,
the,
I mean,
I behind that.
I've heard of a type of thing where maybe there's comfort in, but I think just to box everything up into one fox and goon theory is
no. Yeah, I think people, you fall in love with a person for either who they are.
Yes.
As a whole, in whatever package that comes in.
So
there's a spark, there's chemistry that is at work when you are attracted to somebody. It's a total package.
So Brad,
like, a personality makes someone more attractive.
Yeah. So if you're seeing a quote unattractive guy with a quote hot woman, obviously this is all subjective because he brings something or she brings something more to the relationship than just maybe physical
what you're seeing on the outside. Yeah.
Yes. So Brad, no. I don't know what to say to him, man.
I'm wondering, let's dive into your personality a little bit. Like, are
Playa?
You overly concerned with the outside of the package? Are you paying enough attention to getting to know a woman and letting her get to know you?
Elizabeth texted us and said, I think Brad listed the reasons why he's single. Oh, no. All right. I'm understanding why you said be gentle up at this top.
Yes. I mean, I feel like Brad was going to get some tough love.
Who knows? 502-571-9970. I don't know if you want to maybe confirm Brad's thought or theory, the fox and the goon theory, or maybe he sounds like a catch and you want to give him a date for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Paulette's saying maybe it's Bradney's vocabulary. I like calling him Bradney.
Bradney?
We've just renamed him Bradney.
All right, Playa Bradney. All right, diving into DMs.
Yeah, we just need to dive into a little bit more of getting to know women and letting your personality sparkle.
All right. You know, from time to time, we have a listener who reaches out to us wanting to know, wanting some help, and we give it to them.
Yeah, that's where Brad, a.k.a. Bradney, is coming from.
Yeah, and, you know, he's just kind of wanting at the root of it to know, is there a theory called the fox and goon? And he's wanting to know from female listeners if this is the thing where unattractive guys and hot women are together because the women are more comfortable with the unattractive guys because they don't have to worry about them cheating.
Which I'd never heard of that before.
Mm.
I think that you're attracted to who you're attracted to based on a lot of different factors.
Sure.
Many of it being whether your personalities gel, you have same interests, all that kind of stuff. And that really makes someone more attractive in your eyes.
What I like about our little group of listeners here is that we never miss an opportunity to help someone.
Exactly. We have a lot of helpers.
Jesse?
Okay. So
I just like the sigh and the
okay. I've been with my husband for 27 years.
Uh-huh.
I've raised three kids.
Uh-huh.
And two of them were boys.
Uh-huh.
And I always told them, when you meet a girl, I want you to close your eyes and have a conversation with her. And if you click and connect, open your eyes, looks are a plus.
Mm.
There's nothing physical. It's the personality, like you all said.
Yes.
All right.
That's raising him right, Mama.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you're raising
Brad.
It sounds like Brad didn't have a mama like you.
Yeah.
I don't know, poor Brad.
Jesse, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Hey, Stephanie, so what are your thoughts?
On Brad? Come on now. I mean, like, you do see, like, unattractive men with women all the time. And I, as a lesbian,
mm-hmm.
I have a low self-esteem, and I don't understand how I pull some of the girls that I pull half the time.
You do you, girl.
But
you got
I don't try with what's up, players. Like, what is this, the 90s? Like, if Brad would stop focusing on so much what he doesn't have instead of what he does have. Like, yeah. I think I said that backwards, but if he focused on what he did have, except for his looks, he'd probably get somewhere in life.
There you go. There you go, yeah. Stephanie. All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
All right, guys. You too. See ya. All right, Carrie, what are your thoughts for Brad?
Check TikTok. Hashtag dad bod.
Dad bod on TikTok.
It's all over TikTok. The dad bod, like, there's a full-out divided line. The gym guy and the dad bod. And the dad bod is winning.
Oh, wow. Societal norms may be changing.
We love the dad bod.
I'm finally amongst my people.
Yeah, the whole I go to the gym and I work out. And there's a whole thing there that as a grown woman,
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right.
Now, I don't think we need to completely poo-poo anyone that wants to go to the gym and work on their fitness. I think that's great. But maybe if that's not your sole focus.
For sure.
You know, yeah. Now, Brad says, from one Brad to another, what the heck, Brad? Maybe drop the idea that a woman has to be something to you and embrace the idea that women are interesting creatures that can make your life better.
All right. Well, Brad, we've given a lot of tough love here. Marcy says no one wants a guy who thinks they're prettier than him than they are. So
yes,
I understand that maybe your DM to us kind of came off wrong. I'm sure you're a great guy. I'm sure you do work out and you pay attention to your health and your fitness.
I get it. You're frustrated and you're like, I feel like I'm a good catch. Why is no one picking up on that?
Right. So it's got to be because it's the women who just don't want to be cheated on.
Yes.
Even though I cheated once.
Thank you for being honest about that. And I am sure you learned from that experience and you're not going to conduct yourself that way in the future.
Yeah. All right.
So I think if we vow to not cheat and to get to know ladies for their personality and really dig deeper than the surface,
then
maybe you might have some better luck.
All right.
In the relationship department.
Listen, hey, again, we don't have to continue piling on Brad. He reached out to us. I appreciate that. I think we as a whole, we're opening maybe Brad's eyes to maybe a new way to look at things. And maybe he will find someone by Valentine's
Day. The right girl just hasn't come along yet, but just keep your eyes open and really, go deeper into letting her get to know you. Who you are inside, Brad. You're more than just your buff exterior.
That's right. And your good looks and your money.
All that.
All right. Hey, keep us posted, Brad. Let us know if you do get a date for Valentine's Day and how that all works out. Appreciate it.